Toni Morrison's Song of Solomon.
My favorite novel.
The book was
Toni Morrison's Sula.
And I remember in the book Song of Solomon, one of my favorite books, there was a group of vigilantes called 7 Days, I believe they were called, and they were renaming
the book.
Well,
the book was connected with Paradise and Mercy.
Used to wonder whose little girl am I, the fifth woman inside. Banging Simone and Mama's old 45s, home court score for the bluest side. Kept that yearning low tide until Pecola bore that burden of mine. Most vulnerable kind, black girl lost and confined in that double conscious outlined by the boys in his prime. Who heard us cry when the dawn told us black was a crime? Arrest your walk with that sword in your spine. Auction off, tragic victim of time. Seth the Durine, remember me. Collective genetic took you to write that simile. Inscribe the cage, find joy through the pain of Frank Beverly, trapped in a maze, made niggas and slaves, breeders and maids, made to lay your maid bed, spread legs, sweet and masters entertainment, prescribed invisible lives till you reframed it, denied the white gaze, another brush to paint with.
How can one hand hold a pen, one pen hold the people?
Fifth fracture, we holding main characters, female protagonist, centralized blackness, that tall baby, that jazz riff that came after, that Chirac horror when war left for shattered, a literary photograph captured, born before the womb, it was you who knew our magic, from the rain, the thunder, blood, the polite for compassion, showed us that the bottom was the top, reimagine, yes, E.I.U. right with the hands of God, layers for Saul's calm poise, Felicia Rashad, reading your storm, moral resolve, mother and daughter bonds, braided and torn, order chaos, watch the bird from the front yard. Mother, a metaphor. The height of Zeus, be your lexicon. Song of Solomon, Psalms, Quran. I pull us up. Nobel Prize in human form. The living, the dead, you honor the soul.
How can one hand hold the pen, one pen hold the people?
Disrupted ancestral energies, heals the torn ancestral soul, and reveals the beauty, vigor, pathos, and durability of African American life.